We are at one of the most emblematic tourist spots in the city of Torremolinos, La Torre de Pimentel. The large square-shaped tower is located at La Cuesta del Tajo, in the heart of the historic center. Up to 12 meters high and known as La Torre Pimentel or Torre de los Molinos, which gives the city its name, Torre Molina, the tower that defends the windmills. This tower was built in the 13th century by the Muslim Nasrid dynasty and is one of the coastal watchtowers that marked the border with the Mediterranean. There were different mills located nearby, which used the force of water supplied through channels by the springs located at the bottom of the mountain in the foothills of Sierra de Mijas. It was a strategic enclave of prime importance, since this tower was in charge of warning of dangers that occurred on the western coast by means of signals for the defences of the capital, Malaga, as well as protecting a series of mills and a strategic point to carry out the much-needed water supply of ships. From its privileged position on the edge of the cliff that dominates the Bajondio neighbourhood, it has witnessed the evolution of this milling village. Around the tower there were other mills called Del Rosario and De La Torre, below El Molina de la Bóveda, which still preserves much of its primitive structure. They were followed by the windmills called Pato, Caracol, Esperanza, Gloria, De La Cruz, El Nuevo, and on the sand of the beach, El Molino del Peligro. One of the most remarkable episodes in the history of this miller's neighbourhood was its destruction in 1704, caused by the Admiral of the British Navy, who had just taken over Gibraltar. Sir George Rooke, after attacking the port of Malaga, decided to fill the water tanks of his ships in Torremolinos in order to strategically weaken the capital by destroying the mills that fed it. To prevent further attacks, a battery of cannons was placed at the bottom of the wall in 1775. A fact that gave rise to El Mirador de las Cañoneras and the space where these cannons were located, right on the edge of the escarpment in front of the tower. The village continued with its milling activity until the first third of the 20th century. After the second water supply to Malaga, Torremolinos loses the driving force of its main industry and gradually begins to reinvent itself with something as novel as tourism. The Pimentel Tower is currently located at a very privileged place, a mandatory stop on the way to the beach, surrounded by businesses related to the hotel and tourism industry. The recent remodeling of Cuesta del Tajo has captured elements related to the history and traditions of Torremolinos in the form of mosaics. The Torremolinos Tourist Visitor Center is also located at Cuesta del Tajo.